Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for the wonderful light and understanding and motivation from heaven again this morning as we think on that we were once taken captive in our thoughts, in our attitudes, and our actions by the powers of darkness. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for rescuing us, meeting us at our darkest time, and touching our lives and manifesting, coming and putting the devil out, giving us a new heart and giving us a new spirit that pours your love into our hearts so that we can now truly be your children, your vessels of honor, your bride, your called out ones, Lord. Thank you for the greatness of this new covenant that has done a beautiful, complete, wonderful work. And thank you, Father God, that we're not waiting for a coming. You have rescued us. You have kept us from the evil one. And you have sanctified us with truth. So thank you. We're waiting for greater manifestation, a greater revealing of your goodness and your glory, Father God, as you take us from babes to sons, to counsel us like a shepherd and lead us into all the goodness that you have. For from you is the kingdom, and from you is the power, and from you is the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 to 10. Seeing it is God that said, light shall shine out of darkness, who shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the exceeding greatness of the power may be of God, and not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side, yet not straitened, perplexed, yet not unto despair, pursued, yet not forsaken, smitten down, yet not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body.
Hallelujah. See this beautiful picture, this beautiful reality that this is all of God. It's what God commanded. And we were once taken hold of by the evil one to have the wrong thoughts. He gave us the wrong thoughts. Then the wrong words came, and then attitudes and action follow. The tongue is the rudder of your life. But praise God. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has returned us to the original intent that he had for us in Adam. And he has come. He put the devil out. Amen. We now the temples of God, not the temples of the devil. The devil still sits out there. He's lying, stealing, killing, and destroying, shooting his arrows at us. But that's why we put on Christ. That's why we wake up to the heaven realities, and we build our life on that, on truth, truth that sets free. And so it's saying so beautifully here that this is all of God, this power, this goodness, this glory. And we are the children of God to enjoy this. It's just like in the natural. When you are born into a family, you partake of that family name, that family's love, that family's encouragement, and that family's nursing you into the purpose and the work that is laid out for your life. This is exactly what has happened now in God. When we got born again, the goodness of God, he called us, he came, and he started walking with us. And we aware of that, that is our fellowship with the Father and Son. That's where we understand, it's where it's no longer us that live, it's Christ that lives. And the life that we live by faith. And that's what we embrace. And then having this treasure, this is speaking about, remember this parable of the kingdom of God is like leaven that works its way out into the three layers. That's it. And so this kingdom has come. We united in the spirit, and it's now the soul and the body that's waking up to to this wonderful unity we have as we restored one spirit with the Lord. So it's from this one spirit that all this goodness comes. But how does it come? It comes when there's opportunities, when we are spiritual, not carnal, and we see the testing times, the squeezings that are taking place, the trials, the tribulations, whatever opportunities that we cast upon the Lord. Lord, we need help here. Come through here. And he's there. He does come through. So we partake of what Jesus died. He died for all these things ultimately when he went to hell 3 days, three nights for us. But we see it actually taking place in his life. He was also tested just like we are. But then he looked to God, heard from God, and then through his suffering, through the squeezings that came, all these things that perplex us, that can bring us down, but they mustn't bring us down too long because we've got to turn our eyes to the Lord, call on him straight away, and then boom, God comes through for us. So the squeezings, the testings, the oppression, the lies, anything of darkness, anything not of the kingdom of God, they are there to get us like Jesus. He grew perfect through what he suffered. He looked to his father gave him the right leading, he applied the right leading, he's not tested beyond what he could handle, and then he overcame. And it's the same way, amen, us who the end of ages has come, we are not tested, so we got to take heed that we don't fall. And taking heed that we don't fall, you know that we are not tested beyond what we can handle. We are now new creations, not the old creations. And we look to the Lord, hear from the Lord, and then apply the truth that is necessary. And so the revealing, the goodness, the manifestation of Jesus is coming forth in our lives. We are being transformed into his image and likeness. We're growing into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. The path of the righteous is getting brighter and brighter until full day. So it's a wonderful relationship with our heavenly family that is just growing and glowing, and we just going on into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.